We're inside the bell tower of the Episcopal Church of Heavenly Rest in Abilene. Three men are huddled together at the top of a narrow, winding staircase. They're gripping ropes that stretch through the ceiling, connecting to large bronze bells.
So what we have to do before we actually ring is we have to do what's called ring the bell up. That is, we have to turn it upside down.
That's ringing master Lynn Blair.
We start pulling the rope, and you see the bell starts to chime.
Change ringing comes from the Church of England, where every parish had at least one bell to call the faithful to worship. The tradition made its way to America along with the colonists. Today, it's described as a musical performance and an actual team sport.
My bell weighs 600 pounds, his weighs 700.
That's Tower Captain Robert Parton, who's slightly out of breath after ringing his bell.
It's a good exercise when we ring constant for 30 or 40 minutes. It's a good exercise coming up the dang stairs.
To him, change ringing is challenging and fun, and it's not something that everyone can do.
We're kind of an isolated little oasis for change ringing, and we're lucky to have this tower here because it's not something any church can just decide they're going to do.
And it takes a lot of structural planning and specialized maintenance for change ringing. Again, ringmaster Lynn Blair.
We haven't been ringing as often as we normally do in the past is because the frame in our tower has deteriorated a little bit, makes the bells very challenging to handle.
Repairs will cost tens of thousands of dollars, but the vestry is already working with a company that will reinforce the bell frame. When they're in top order, the bells can be heard several times a day and during special services. Blair won't be joined by a full team of ringers until the frame is restored.
With the three bells, you only have six changes you can ring, six unique changes. When you have all six going, you have up to 720. You go to eight, you can ring as many as 40,320. It increases factorially. So the more bells, the more interesting it is.
If you couldn't tell, Blair's good with numbers. He's an engineer.
It's kind of interesting how it all works together because this is part mathematics, it's part music. You know, that's the cool thing about change ringing is no matter what walk of life you come from, what profession you are, there's something in it for you.
Blair has high-functioning autism, so he says change ringing has been a great outlet for him, but he admits it's an art that's not for the impatient. It takes time to learn, and he's been doing it for 14 years. Change ringing can be very technical. The bell makes a full rotation each time the rope is pulled, allowing ringers to time when their bell sounds.
You move your bell from one, quote-unquote, what we call a change, to the next.
Blair spends a lot of time teaching methods and composing new ones. He's visited towers all over the country and even rang the bells in the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. But his favorite part of change ringing is the social aspect.
When you become a change ringer, no matter where you're from, no matter what your religious background, no matter what your profession is, your political affiliation, whatever, you're welcome in towers all over the world. You have instant friends anywhere you go. And that's probably the best part about it all.
Blair returns that hospitality in Abilene. He welcomes everyone to experience change ringing in his home tower, which happens to be the only one in West Texas. For KACU, I'm Joy Bonalla.